Palestinian-American Amar Zahar wants to heal people through humor. In 2015, he started bringing other Arab-American comedians from the United States to perform across Palestinian cities, including Nablus, Bethlehem, and Ramallah. 7 years later, Zahar's Palestine Comedy Festival is still going strong. After the most recent performances in Jerusalem, he told the Reuters news agency, "Laughter is therapy. We need to show the world that Palestinians love to laugh, we love life, we love art." Zahar and a group of 7 other comedians performed at the city's Dar al-Tifl al-Arabi school. It was established by a Palestinian educator in 1948. All the event's tickets were sold, said organizer Hani Kashu. The jokes covered many subjects. Some jokes were about being questioned by Israeli border guards. Some jokes were about Arabic language mistakes made by people growing up with Palestinian and American identities. Bilal Sharmug, who closed the show, had a joke about the reason he was big. Growing up, Sharmug said, he mixed up the Arabic word for bon appetit, which is sahtain, with sahnain, meaning 2 plates. Other jokes made fun of stereotypes of Arab traditions. Comedian Rima Jalak, for example, talked about being a shibshib survivor. This term refers to a method of punishing children by throwing slippers at them. When she heard the joke, May al-Bekri, age 14, said she laughed very hard. "That was my favorite joke," she said as she stood beside her mother. 70-year-old Nihaya Hulaudallah is from Jerusalem. She said, "It was a great show. We thank them so much for bringing a beautiful smile to our faces and for allowing us to release our worries, our sadness, and the difficult circumstances that we are in." The comedy festival's first year included Egyptian-American actor Rami Youssef and Palestinian-American comedian Mo Amar. This year, all 7 comedians were Palestinian. Zahar divides his time between Nazareth and Dearborn, Michigan. He said, "We bring Palestinian and Arab Americans here to show that our people in America have not forgotten where we're from." Zahar performed all 5 of this year's shows wearing a black t-shirt that had the word press on it. The shirt was a tribute to Palestinian-American reporter Shirin Abu Akleh. She was killed during an Israeli raid in the West Bank in May. "If she was here, she'd be laughing too," he said. "Comedy comes from tragedy. The pain and the suffering are exactly why we do this festival." I'm John Russell.